Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our short series of studies, Character Studies of Bible Heroes. And today we should like to consider David, King David of the Old Testament. We are going to study about four men, Moses, David, Elijah, and Paul. And on our last broadcast, we said that these men all have something in common, and we must divulge that what they have in common. They all went to God's school. God has a school, and He schools us. Many times, these schools are in the desert. We'll notice that during these studies. He gets you all out to Himself, and He teaches you. And David and Moses are alike in that God taught them. We're going to begin reading as we pursue the subject of David's experience in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. If you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. Here we read, "And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second was Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the things displeased Samuel. And when they said, Give us a king to judge us, Samuel was displeased. Samuel prayed unto the Lord. The Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. And then we know from this request, and God granted it, he sent Saul, or rather he sent Samuel, and found Saul, the son of Kish, to be that first king of Israel. And we must talk about Saul before David appears on the scene, because they are linked together. As a matter of fact, Saul becomes the father-in-law of David. So the two are linked together. But Saul was the first king of Israel. Now Saul became very self-willed after he was chosen as king. First, God gave him some victories over the Philistines and over others around them. And Saul was very popular. He was a tall young man. He was a handsome young man. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say he was head and shoulders above any of the other people. He was that tall. And he made a wonderful king, and the first year of his reign, was a very successful man as a king. And I suppose they thought we were fully justified in asking what we did to have Saul as our king. But he came very self-willed. And one time he took upon himself to make an offering before the Lord. Now the priests alone had that right. But Saul disobeyed the scriptures. He wanted to make an offering. He wanted to be a king and a priest. Well, there's only one king and priest, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. He fulfilled both offices. So we read that Saul was rejected as king because he made that offering. And we read now in the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel, beginning at verse 1. And I think probably I can read it just about as quickly as I can narrate it, and then you'll have it in the words of the scriptures. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill now thy horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Samuel said, How can I? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee, and say, I am come to offer to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me one, him rather, whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeketh not as a man seeth, the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Aminadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shema to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made his seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And he told him that he was going to choose one of Jesse. Samuel said unto Jesse, are all thy children here? Are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto him, Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. David was called to the court of Saul very soon after his anointing. Now, I do not think that Saul knew that David was anointed to be king in his place. Had he known it, he would have killed him. Later, he finds it out, and he pursues after David. But God came and got him right out of school. He took him from following the sheep to be his king. It reminds me of our Lord Jesus, who said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Now Saul became very self-willed, and the Lord sent trouble to Saul. As a matter of fact, we read, and the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. One of his men said, you need a musician, you need musical therapy. Well, that's not a verbatim quote, but he said, you need to have soothing music. And they called for David, who was an expert on the harp. H-A-R-P, and he was a beautiful instrument. As a matter of fact, later he wrote so many of the psalms, and he sang, and David was calmed. Finally, Saul was calmed. David sang to him. Later, in the wars, Saul had to fight with Goliath. And David came and slew Goliath, and Saul was jealous. Oh, he was jealous of David. And he learned later that David was going to be king, and David fled the courts of Saul. And while he was running away from Saul, and got his men together to him. He gathered 400 men. By reason of their attraction to David, they knew that God had anointed David to be king, and they wanted to be on the king's side. They wanted to be on God's side. All right, now Saul fought with the Philistines, and Saul was slain. And David became king. Now, what kind of king will he be? Well, he was a good king. And after this, he comes and he becomes a good king. Well, he was a man after God's own heart. When God chose David to be king, he speaks of him in the Old Testament as a man after my own heart. You know, the Apostle Paul, in speaking to the synagogue in Antioch of Pisidia, in his sermon, he quotes this very thing about David. We read in Acts chapter 13 and verse 22, "And when he had removed him, that is Saul, he raised up to them David to be their king, to whom he also gave testimony, and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." Oh, he was God chosen, and he fulfilled the will of God. And David was very, very successful in his kingdom. We cannot attempt to tell you all of his victories, but I will say this later. He planned to build a temple for the Lord. And he told Solomon that he got the plans from the Lord, and he gave them to Solomon, and Solomon built that temple. Now let's talk about the greatness of David. David wrote most of the Psalms. And I don't think there's a book in the Bible that is many more appreciated than the book of Psalms. And David wrote them. He was mentioned, the first man that is mentioned in the New Testament, or the first verse, rather, in the New Testament, Matthew 1 and 1, mentions David as that favorite of God. We read in Matthew 1 and 1, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." David was, or Jesse was the son of Abraham. David was that son of David. Jesus Christ is linked to our Lord links himself to David. Through the scriptures, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. And do you know, David is mentioned so many times in the New Testament. Get out an exhaustive concordance and see the times that he was mentioned. David was mentioned in a heroic manner, and they called him the son of David. Imagine that the Lord Jesus called the son of David. Think of the honor of being called the son of David, our Lord Jesus Christ. Linked himself to David. That gives us some idea of the greatness of this man after God's own heart. Our Father, today we do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will help us to become like David. Be content in your school and learn the lessons that you want us to learn. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.